You're now tuned in to the Royally Reserved Podcast, where I share royal gems for the many different areas of life, faith in God, life experiences, internal healing, parenting, children's education, relationships, and premarital nuggets. I'm your host, Shadir McMillan, and I hope you enjoy your experience on the Royal Reservation with me. So pull up a chair to the royal table, because we're serving up the best of everything. And you never know, we might have some of that expensive vegan cheese too. So click that follow button to become a part of the royal family now. All right, so today is September 5th, and it is a Saturday. It's almost 4 o'clock, and I'm just getting back home from being out with my daughter today. Just decided to take her out because she's done so well with virtual learning this week, and actually listening a bit more to me and doing what I've asked her without a lot of fuss. So just decided to take her out to do something a little bit for her. We went out to eat, and we went to Marshall's, and we went to Target. I had to pick up a few things. And so we overall had a good day. We got out kind of early, and it's 3:53. It's almost 4 o'clock now. So I get home and I'm talking to God because we have this new ride company in town that's replaced our public transit system, our public bus system basically, and it's called Ride with Via. And they just started everything up this past Tuesday, which was, what was this past Tuesday? The first. So the last day was the 31st for the regular bus drivers, and then the contract company Ride with Via has started today. So yeah, the Ride with Via company has started today in the Wilson Market, and not today, well, the first, which was Tuesday, in the Wilson Market. And I get home and I'm just talking to God and just like, you know, I would want to be a part of what's new and upcoming with Ride and Via. With Via here in the market, it's new, and just putting myself, like, the words out there in the atmosphere, like, I do not want to live like small anymore in my life, because, you know, we all go through those times where, you know, we dream small, we think small, and then we have a lot of insecurities about what our life looks like. But you have to begin to think bigger. And so I was talking to God, and I'm just basically like, I want an opportunity. You know, if that's possible, if that's what you have for me, I want that opportunity to come to me. I want to hear something about something, because, and this is basically what this audio is about, just to inspire and motivate you about your own life, that you add value. We are here in this world for a reason, and we add value to the world that we live in. And I lived in this small thinking space, this space of being so frantic about my life and what was going to happen, what's my next move. And not like, hold on, let me see if I can get my let's see if I can get my camera to record as well. Let Yeah, so I lived in this like place of small thinking for a very long time because of the limitations that I had in my life. Being a single parent and just that whole nine yard of limitations that comes along with that when you're doing it by yourself. And I never had an expectation of God. And I realized that this year, I never really had an expectation of God doing things for me, even though He kept doing things for me. He kept showing me the way in which He was capable of providing for me and taking care of me, and that He could do those things in an instant that it would take me so long to do. There was a simpler route, there was a simpler solution that He had, and I didn't have to go scrambling here and there to figure out the solution because He'd already had the blueprint from the beginning. And so I'm just like, God, I am in a place in my life now. I'm 30 years old, and I have learned that I am a person of great value. I add great value wherever I am. I'm a person, I believe, of influence, and I'm an asset. Nobody can do what I could do. Nobody can master things that the way that I can. Nobody really thinks the way that I can. Obviously, in some sense, we think similar to people around us. We have certain similar things, or we agree upon certain things, but nobody is me. When you created me, God, you created a person of greatness. You created a person of great value. You created a person who's sharp. You created me in all of my ways, except for the unrighteous ways and all that. That's of the flesh, just of the carnal sin nature. But I am a person of great value in the spiritual sense, and in this world that I live, or that I live in, and that that functions around me. And so I want to get paid. I want to get paid to do what I do and the greatness that I am, not just always for the rest of my life being an employee, a 9-to-5, or whatever the schedule might be. I want to be compensated for the greatness that is housed within this temple. I want to be compensated for what I know that I'm worth. Whatever I say that I'm worth, if I'm ever asked in the position to where, okay, what do you think you're worth being paid? And that's how much we'll pay you. If it might be hourly or whatever, if I'm worth $20, $30 an hour, if I'm worth $60,000, $70,000 a year, whether it's a salary or maybe into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever my price is, that is what I want to be paid. And so I just literally just switched into this gear when I got home today. Like, I'm no longer thinking small. I've been in that place for so long, and I thought very little of myself because I didn't see any way other than what was in front of me, and it looked like a lot of limitations. It looked like a lot of no's. It looked like a lot of, this is not possible. But everything that I would read in the word and everything I knew about God was He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. He could do above what I can think, what I can ask, according to the power that works in us or works in you. Greater is He that is within you, that is within than he who is in the world. As so a man thinketh, as a man thinks, so he is. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible to them who believe. All these things, if God is for me, then who can be against me? All these great scriptures, these great passage of scriptures, and we continue to still live in this small place. But I think it comes a time in life where you just grow up and something snaps inside of you, and you just like go off, like, no. I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm on this wavelength where I have a ride to this place in my life and I choose to believe God, whatever I say I can have, whatever I think it is going to be, I have literally, let me get, hold on, let me get a, and this is live, let me get a shirt that I just purchased from Target this year. Hold on, let me get this, hold on. And yes, you hear the plastic. I still have the plastic on my new mattress that I bought this year. I haven't taken it off. I haven't gotten any bed protectors or anything yet. So, anywho, I am recording a video of this live. So, obviously, if you're listening to this, the audio version, you're not going to be able to see it. But it is a beautiful shirt that I got from Target this year. But that wasn't the first item. This is the dress that actually is an exact duplicate of the shirt version, but it is a dress. And it's by my favorite brand from Target called And A New Day. And it is definitely a new day in my life, honey. So, this is the shirt though. I bought the dress first. And I was thinking one day, this just a couple of months ago, I was thinking, I said to myself, I didn't speak it out loud. I didn't say anything to anybody about anything. I just literally thought it. And I was thinking to myself, this dress is nice, but they should have a shirt version of this dress. They should have a shirt version of this dress so that I can wear it to work, because the dress in itself is a bit fancy and I didn't want to be too overdressed for work. But I probably still would wear it to work eventually. That's just kind of like my personality. I love to kind of just dress up nice. So I just wore this shirt for the first time this week to work. It does come with a tie that goes around the waist, but it's somewhere in my closet somewhere. Literally, I don't know if it was like a week or so later, a couple of days later, I go into Target and guess what's on the rack? In my exact size, this shirt is there on the racks in my exact size. I spoke nothing to anybody about it. I said nothing out loud. I literally just thought it into existence, and this was waiting for me on the rack at Target. I was going to pass it up because the price was just regular price. It was $24.99. I was like, that's a little bit steep for one shirt. But I was like, no, I'm going to buy this shirt because it was the manifestation of my literal thoughts, what I was thinking. And I was just like, okay, if my thoughts can manifest something, what was my stinking thinking manifesting all this time? You know, if my literal thoughts can manifest something great and something that I wanted, what was my stinking thinking manifesting for so many years? And so our thoughts do definitely have power, just as well as our words. And I choose to speak life and prosperity over myself. I'm looking to move very soon. And I know that I'm going to move very soon. I don't know when that time frame is going to be. Preferably before this year is out, before 2020 is out, I want to have been moved to a new place. Because God is just amazing. And something literally just happened yesterday that I'm not going to talk about right now. But it's in the area of furniture. And I thought I was going to have to pay so much money for furniture, you know, saving money myself and paying for it. And literally God is giving me the exact, I would say, couch that I want. And I'm not going to just like tell it what happened right now. Eventually, there will come a time to really share that story. But I am blessed. I am a very blessed person. No matter what my circumstance have been for the last few years, no matter what the history of your life and your generation have been, or my generation have been, I am a very blessed person. And wherever I go, whatever atmosphere that I walk into, wherever my feet tread upon, wherever I go, I add value. I am a great asset. And that has followed me for so long in my life. But, you know, there's always those things in life that want to dull your greatness. But this is my moment here. This is the beginning. This is the precursor to that ultimate breakthrough in my life. And I am speaking into existence what I want. I want to be paid and I want to be compensated for what I know that I'm worth. And no longer just looking to be handed a set price or a set dollar amount an hour. No, I want to be in control over my livelihood. I want to be in control over my price and negotiating deals, righteous deals, no messy stuff. I want to be in control over stewarding the gifts that God has given me to provide for myself and to provide for my child, and someday being married to experience all of that with my husband. And so I'm just not into living small anymore. And I suggest that you don't do that anymore. There are different seasons and things and changes that we go through in life. And we're going to have those down moments. We're going to have those moments where we don't feel so good about ourselves. And we don't have the money that we want. You don't have any money at all. You don't have the job that you want. You don't have a job at all. You know, we're going to go through those seasons. But it comes a time where something just snaps and you just go off. And it's like, okay, I get it now. When God created me, He created somebody that really shifts atmospheres. He created somebody that comes in heavy and sharp and can't, no one can do what I can do. No one adds the value that I can add. And we hear that so much, we have heard that so many times in our life, but when you get it, you get it. And it's just not a saying anymore, but it's something that you live out. I am a complete individual in my own right. And I'm a complete individual in my own right, and no one or anyone can do what I can do. It might be similar, it might be a knockoff, but it's not me who's doing it. It's not me who's operating in whatever that is. Some people go to school for it, some people XYZ for it, but when it comes to have been ordained and you just met, it has been embedded in you and you were born with it, that is a totally different thing. There are jobs out there that no one is going to get because it's been reserved for you. It has been reserved for you to do that job and for you to add value to that place, for you to excel and grow in. And nobody else was meant to be there. But for you, for the time frame that you were meant to be there, and then when your time is up there, it's time to move on to something else. No one can add value to any projects, to any brand deals, any endorsements, the way that you can do it. No one can add value to whatever it is that you know, or inside of you that you know that you're supposed to be doing, but you. And so we have to develop that confidence about ourselves. And I think when we don't have that, it's because we don't know who we are. We don't know whose we are, where we stem from, and maybe we've just been beat down so much in the earlier years of our lives that it's almost kind of impossible to have that confidence. But it's just like when things change, they really change. And I'm no longer wanting to live in this small space anymore. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment and I want more space. I want more room. I'm not in a place where I can really be a homeowner at this point. That is a possibility. Anything is possible. But I want more space, and I want that space to be nice and to be comfortable and to be something that I can really decorate and put my personality into. I've never really been able to do that in this space that I've lived in here. But things are changing. And just know things are changing in your life. If you've come across this, things are changing or they're getting ready to change in your life. And you have to begin to evolve with that because, the Word of God says that our gifts will make room for us. And not, this is not verbatim, but it will make room for us in front of great men, great people in the earth. And so I just know when God created me, He created someone of great value, and I'm a great asset anywhere that I go. I add great value, and the things around me and the things that I'm involved in, they prosper and they do well. Case in point, the job that I have now, work for a furniture store, and I don't know how, other than just I'm just a blessed person, and this is the territory that God has given me. Any chair, anything that I sit on or I touch, it sells like literally the same day or the next day. Items just sell. I go around the store and I pray and I speak good things. I speak blessings over the store and the merchandise and the items, and that the store would do well. And the items sell. Literally, I sat in a chair. It was just like, I think the sofa of the set, you have the sofa, the love seat, and then the half chair. And I think I sat in the sofa, and that set ended up selling that same day. And there was a duplicate set in the back of the warehouse, and the manager had to bring it to the front because it has sold. Literally, he picked something for me to sit in, and it sold. I was sitting in this theater kind of roundabout set that had been sitting there for so long. I went in and I sat, and it's just on my break and just sitting. We have some TVs, and I was just on my phone. And literally, the chair sold, and that it's either sold that day, and I found out it sold the next day. Like it, that kind of things, it just keeps happening. And so wherever you're meant to be is going to be blessed. And I'm a person, I add value, I add blessings, I add prosperity, all of that. This is how God made me, and that's how He created me. And I know with the opportunities that are ahead of me, they were meant for me, and nobody can do and excel and bring prosperity and blessing and asset and potentially revenue like I can, because I was the person that was selected and ordained for the job, literally by God. To have me on your team and to have me there is to have a great asset under your belt. And I've been given great wisdom. I've been given greatness. And it's only because of God. He's the one who's created me. And so I know that I'm going to be a great wife. My husband is going to be tremendously blessed. Think about the Proverbs 31 woman in Proverbs 31. My husband is going to be very blessed. That man is going to be very, very, very blessed and very highly favored. Because I will be in his life to add that great value. And you have to think about yourself. Who are you as a woman? Who do you want to be as a wife? Look at yourself now. Do you would you add great value? Would you be a great asset to a man's life? Or are you going to depreciate his life with your baggage, with your problems and your issue, with your attitude, with your smart mouth? Like, you have to think about all these things. And so I'm just really grateful. I hope this here has been something to inspire you today to no longer think of yourself to be very small because you're not. And even if you hear this and you still have that doubt, you still have that fear or in whatever plagues your mind on a consistent basis about your life and your situation, just know it's going to get better. And I know me saying that with where you are in the moment, it's like, okay, I hear you, but what really does that do for me right now? And I used to say that so much, like, okay, I hear that. But so what? What does that do for me right now? How does that help me now? Like, I was just kind of over it. Bank account always on zero. No money. No prospective job. Nothing. And I just used to be so disgusted. And just like, so? I've heard that time and time again. I've heard that. I've already heard that. What else do you have for me? You know, so. But we are still here to encourage one another. And whether you take it, whether you absorb it, whether you let it roll off, we still have to do our job in inspiring and motivating people when they're down. At least you would have heard something. At least you would have some inspiration, some motivation from somewhere, whether you chose to absorb it or not. And sometimes when you get down to your wit's end, it's just like, I don't want to hear anything else. Stop talking to me. Stop preaching to me. And I want to see this God move that says that he can't move. I want to see the power that he says that he has. What his word says that he can do. It's time to perform and stop doing all this talking. Right? Because look at my life and look at this. This doesn't match with the word of God. It's just like you get to that point and just like, I've had enough of talking. Stop talking to me and actually perform it. Let me see it. But then God being God, like, he will really show you up. He will really show you up. Okay. You got this big mouth and you got this I'm over it attitude. Like, when he does, when he works his wonders, when he moves, it's like, will it frighten us? Would it make us like sit down and shut up in a corner? Will we be ready for the overflow? Will we be ready for the great men that we will be in front of? Will we be ready to use those gifts and talents that we say that we have? Are we the person to really handle everything that comes with the blessing of God? Because his word says the blessings of God, they add no sorrow. So are we ready to hold and handle and steward well the outflow that God has for us? Will we pray so much? Will we up sleepless nights and crying tears and just want to be out of this low valley moment and this dry desert that we, this wilderness season that we have to walk through? But are we ready for what his blessings really are? Are we really ready for what that fullness is? And we have to be prepared for stuff like that, because you can have a great talent, a great ability. You can be a great person of asset and influence, but have a nasty attitude. Just be nasty. You can be bossy. You could just be great, but then in other areas you lack. So God just take account. He takes account of all of who you are to consider if you're ready for certain places, certain stages, certain people, certain salary, income levels, that house that you want, that car that you even want to drive. He cares about the basic, the foundation first. Can I really give you this stuff? Or are you going to go off on the deep end and start acting silly like you don't have any sense in your head? Like I didn't sit you down for a reason and strip you down in this wilderness season. Like, what are you really going to do? Who are you really going to become when you're no longer deprived of the things that you had a desire for and what you felt would make your life better, and the things that you aspired to do and the dreams that you had, and when you actually live in it? Who are you then? And God is a God. He will give you exactly what you want to show you yourself, to show you, were you really ready, to show you not anything jeopardizing his will or not anything that could potentially lead people astray. No, God, I don't think he will do anything like that. But he will do things in your life to show you that's not all you needed. That's not all you needed. And he'll show you, okay, you got that, but there's still more. And I'm in that place where he's opened up employment for me. And he's opened up just the thing that I was so focused on that I thought that I needed. And then he says, there's still more. There's still more. And okay, I got the job and I got a little bit more finances now, but my heart still yearns for companionship. And then I realized, okay, I'm more than just an employee. So there's more, there's a step further than this. And I'm supposed to be, and I'm supposed to do more. It's more than just a furniture store job. It's more than having some money to where you don't have to struggle like you were before because you were broke, busted, and disgusted. But there's more. And so that is the place where I am. And I've gotten to this place of I'm no longer settling in this small space in life. My life is getting ready to open up. And I'm getting ready to step into the territory, into everything that God has for me, because he has worked diligently behind the scenes for many years when I didn't have the job, when I didn't have the finances, when it looked like it was just over, when it looked like it was just helpless. He was methodically and systematically and gradually and meticulously, tediously, diligently working on me, perfecting my voice, perfecting my character, perfecting my understanding and my knowledge in his word, and correcting and clarifying his authentic perception in my mind and who he really is to me and who he just is, period. That I understand very clearly who I belong to, and that he's not a small God. He won't do everything when we want to. We might kick and scream and throw tantrums and get upset, but he's a God of wonders and he can do anything. But he's not going to do stuff just to have to prove to us that he can do them, but he'll do them when he wants to. And I'm so grateful. This has been a beautiful day. The weather has been amazing. And this has been something new in my life where I'm no longer afraid to ask for those things that are beyond what I would normally ask for. And that's the point that I want to make. You know, asking for opportunity with this new ride company in town. Is there any room in there for me in that mix to not just be an employee but be somewhere in the forefront? Because that's my thing. I always want to be in the background. I always want to be a success of something in the background. But to actually be on that forefront and to be compensated for what I know that I'm worth. Okay, if it's not with the ride company, then it has to be something with my gifts and my talent and my ability to where I add value and I add value and greatness, and I'm a great asset to some other thing, and I'm compensated for what I know I'm worth. And so I'm just grateful. It's taken a lot to get to this point in my life. Like, I'm 30 years old this year. I just turned 30 years old, the top of January. And 2019 was really rough for me. From, I would say 2015 to 2019, 4 year period was very, very, very rough for me. Spiritually, just in my natural life, it was just a time of just roughness. And 2020, where there is a pandemic going on, so many people losing their lives, it's been the greatest year of my life. And nobody can do that for anyone but God. No one can have such an amazing year in the midst of a year of great death and loss. And, you know, it's so many people who are experiencing blessing in this time. It's so many people who are experiencing financial blessing. Business is booming. When so many other people are just in despair and frightened and so afraid. But I spent time with God years before this pandemic. I spent time with him. Even if I didn't want to spend time with him, he had me in that position. And it's prepared me for this time in my life and what is moving forward for me. I am in the secret place of the Most High God, and he is closer to me now than ever before in my life. And I know it's greatness from here. And so we have to get on board. We have to begin to really understand who we are, and the greatness that God has instilled in us, and to flow in that. And if we don't know how to flow in it, we gotta ask God how, where, what am I doing? What am I supposed to be doing? And I'm just stepping out on great faith. I'm putting it out there. I'm asking for those big things. I'm asking and I'm saying I will be compensated for what I am worth, the great value and the great asset that I am to anywhere that I go. And I'm not going to be offered some small number. I'm not going to be offered some small hourly pay or small nothing like that. No, I'm going to be able to negotiate what I want. And I'm going to be able to get what I want in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, whatever you want to call his name. Him, the one that has paid it all for us. In his name, and he's been given all power into his hands, and we're seated with him in the heavenlies, and we have all the spiritual blessings. And so just comes a point where these things just, like, it's no longer scripture, but it's actually I'm living this thing, I'm experiencing his word in my life. And yeah, so I'm just going to close this out. Just be blessed today. It's Saturday today, and it's so much going on, but God is not done. When we think it's over, it's just probably yet beginning for him, especially in the lives of certain people that have been in the position of waiting in that wilderness season, in that time of no, but the time of yes is coming. And we have to be ready for it. And we have to pray. Pray for ourselves. Pray for our unborn children. Pray for our futures. That God will make promises with us. And that he will keep those promises to our generations. As long as he see that this world will last. That they will live out blessing. And they won't have to struggle the way that we have. You know. And that there is an inheritance that we leave for our children. We have to be wise to know what that is. And I'm calling self-employment for myself. I've always knew that I was going to be employed for myself. I just didn't really know what that was. But I'm stretching out. I've already said that the next year, 2021, I want something that's going to bring a residual for my household. And I just want to be I want to have my hand in the say so over what I'm compensated for. I want to name my price and I want to be given exact of what I name. And I don't want it to be any hesitation. I don't want it to be anything. I want to name it, and that's exactly what you get paid. And so, of course, you know, eventually taking that self, that self-employment, you know, then you're in control over your earning potential. And so things are changing. Life is changing. Life never stays the same. So be encouraged and have a great day and have a great night. You might not have been thinking about your future, or you might have and just can't figure it out. And maybe you are in your 30s, but it's not over. It's not over. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. And as long as you stay on the right track and make right decisions, you're going to get to where you're going, and you're going to do what it is that you were supposed to do in life. And you're not going to miss anything. I think that's the greatest thing that we fear, that I'm missing, that I should be doing something at this point in my life. Look at everybody else. But when it comes to the time where God sits you down, nothing will move, nothing will shake, nothing will open. Your words will be great, but it won't impact anything because it's not the time. And so when God opens that door, when he begins to move you out and move you up, then your words definitely will hold so much power, and impact and influence, and to be the vessel that carries his voice and carries the message of whatever he would have for you too, and wherever he places you. It's just like, can't live in fear, because the world is so much bigger than your church. The world is so much bigger than your neighborhood. The world is so much bigger than just the communities that we even live in. The world is so much bigger. There's so many other people out there that God would like to influence through you in the way that he wants to utilize you, and you can't limit what that is. Everything that he does is going to line up with his word. But there's no limitations on the will of God for you. And so it doesn't have to look like the four walls of the church. It doesn't have to look like you being in the pulpit and becoming the next youth pastor or the next pastor. Some people have that burden over them, but they know that God is calling them out to do something else. And it's not to take on leadership and pastorship of their grandfather's or their father's church. And so don't be bound by tradition, but see God for what is for you. And definitely be blessed. And we're living in a really rough time, but I don't know about you, my 2021 is going to be double of what I've experienced. And my 30s, this is the first year of my 30s. And it has been an amazing year. And God is in control. We're not. God is in control. And yeah, I'm going to cut this here because I can go on and on and on and on. But definitely have faith and just be easy on yourself. It can be hard, and we can just hold ourselves so accountable in the time where life is just seems to be jammed up and it's not moving how we want it to be. But I've learned that we have to be gentle with ourselves, because self-rejection and self-sabotage is so easy to do to ourselves, and to live in a place of that condemnation and regret of certain situations and decisions that you made. If I didn't do that, I would be here. If I didn't do that, if I'd be here. But even through the error that we make in life, is we have to learn and we're going to recover. God will restore the years that we believe that we've lost. He will restore those years. And so be blessed. I'm going to cut this here. Have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great Sunday. And definitely enjoy your week ahead. If you are working, definitely be safe. And just praying for your family, your finances, and your health. And that God will just continue to lead and guide you. All right.